Thank you, Alan. Back to the news. The retail sector in Norwich seems busy, and indeed a recent study shows a decline in the number of empty shops in the city. We hear of a fashion show held at Jarrell's, that a new charity shop for Priscilla Bacon Hospice opens in Drayton, and the Christmas charity card shop run entirely by volunteers and which pledges that every penny goes to the charity opens in the Royal Arcade.
Occupancy of Norwich city centre shops has rocketed over the last 6 years as its shopping scene continues to thrive. With its mix of big brands and independent stores, the city has long been popular with those keen on some retail therapy. And an annual study by Norwich City Council to assess how many shops are in use has revealed the percentage of empty store floor space in the city centre has dropped from 12.4% in 2010 to just 5.8% this year. The latest figure is a rise on last year's 4.9%, but is still relatively low compared to other cities, the report says. It means about 11.4% of all shop units are empty, which is lower than the national average of 11.7%, according to the local data company, it adds. Stephen Gurney, Executive Director of the Norwich Business Improvement District, BID for short, said the figures painted a bright picture of shopping in Norwich. "It's certainly very positive as far as we are concerned," he said. "Footfall has risen and people are continuing to enjoy what the city has to offer. When considering what other cities have achieved, many of which are much bigger than Norwich, it's impressive." In June, when the study was undertaken of the 1,023 retail units in the city centre, 906 were trading, while 110 were vacant and 7 were being refurbished. The positivity extends further afield in Norwich. Over the last 6 years, the floor space vacancy rate in the so-called primary shopping area, which includes Castle Mall and the Lanes, has dropped from 11.7% to 5.7%. In the large district centres, which include Magdalen Street, Anglia Square and Riverside, the percentage has dropped from 17.6% to 5.4%. In particular, the report praises work to boost Magdalen Street and draw shoppers to the area, saying it has repositioned itself as a thriving area of speciality, ethnic retailers and restaurants.
The Norfolk and Norwich Association for the Blind have held a fashion show at Jarrell's to raise money and awareness for their cause. The show consisted of three catwalks, casual, smart and formal wear, from brands such as Ted Baker and John Galliano. In the finale of the show, four blind people strutted their stuff on the catwalk to raise awareness for their condition. Edward Bates, 25, was one of the models. He said, "Well, it's a really good concept because people think they can't see what they're wearing. Why would they appreciate it? But everybody knows dressing smartly feels fantastic, and the atmosphere when we're on stage is just amazing. It's quite weird. You can hear the excitement in the crowd. I was quite nervous at my first show a few years ago, but now I've done it, I think I have an advantage. There are 20,000 people living in Norfolk with visual impairment."
A new charity has opened its fundraising shop, which is believed to be the first of its kind in the UK. The Priscilla Bacon Hospice, an end-of-life care charity, which launched in August, has set up a box shop, which aims to raise funds to support end-of-life care services in Norfolk. The outlet is constructed of stripped and refitted shipping containers, and has been designed based on the world's first pop-up mall in Shoreditch, London. Goods inside the shop include books, clothing and bric-a-brac. It is situated on School Lane, Drayton. Rosemary Faraday, the charity's head of retail, said, "We are delighted to be trading in Drayton, and I am extremely grateful to all our hard-working staff and volunteers who have rallied round to get the new shop up and running." The local community have made us feel very welcome, and I would urge local people to pop by our fantastic new shop, meet the team, and have a look through some of our high-quality items. The shop was officially opened by Lady Susan Bacon, daughter-in-law of the late Lady Priscilla Bacon, after whom the Priscilla Bacon Lodge Hospice at Norwich's Coleman Hospital is named. It is open between 9:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. every day except Sunday.
Pantomime stars Richard Gauntlet and Ben Langley sprinkled some early festive magic when they officially opened the original Norwich charity Christmas card shop in the city's Royal Arcade. The duo, who will play Nigella and Billy Trotterlot in Jack and the Beanstalk at Norwich's Theatre Royal this Christmas, enjoyed having a browse around the shop, which is now in its 51st year. Run by more than 80 volunteers, the shop sells cards and other festive items on behalf of a number of good causes, and it has raised more than £1.5 million over the last 5 decades. This year, the shop is helping 25 different charities. It is open Monday to Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m, until Friday, December the 16th. For more about the shop, visit www.onccs.org.uk. For more about Jack and the Beanstalk, visit www.theatreroyalnorwich.co.uk.
City College Norwich triumphed over staff at the Maidshead Hotel at the venue's Great Norfolk Bake Off. Students Katie Carruth and Robin Jackson won the apple cake competition, which took place at the City Centre Hotel in conjunction with the Great British Bake Off final and National Apple Day. "I can't believe we've won," said Katie, a hospitality and catering student. As winners of the competition, both girls have been invited back to the hotel to work with head chef Marcin Pomierny on a dish for the restaurant's winter menu. "We are so excited to come back here," said Robin. "It's a lifetime opportunity. I didn't see this coming. I didn't expect the event to be this big." The event was hosted by Chef Charlie Hodson, named Norfolk Food and Drink Awards champion in 2015. He said, "As a Norfolk chef, I love events like this because it's about local people investing in the youth, like the students from City College, working with local businesses like the Maid's Head. What's really important about this is the support. The more we strengthen our relationships between businesses and individuals, the stronger the county as a whole grows." Now it's time for our regular What's On spot from Margaret Thompson.